We've reached a new low in recent weeks, whereby after the death of 10 human beings, 10 Irish citizens, 5 of them children, one of them a pregnant mother, we had a situation where hundreds of Irish people felt it was okay to go online and give a thumbs down to expressions of sympathy by people on the website journal.ie. They thought that was okay. So in other words, they had no empathy whatsoever for some of our citizens dying in the most horrific circumstances. Now, that is a form of racism that is terrifying, and we need to address it. We haven't confronted this wall of distrust between the travelling community and the settled community now for too long. And the first step, which is agreed by a very large number of TDs across various political parties, is we need to once and for all recognise the ethnicity, the distinct culture of our travelling community. This is what's called for by the international human rights community, by the Equality Authority, by the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. We need to do it. That's the first step, because we need to deal with the level of racism that has now reached towards the travelling community.
The comments that you refer to, though, surely we must stress, only represent a minority of the community.
Well, the difficulty is that if you look at the challenge of delivering traveller-specific accommodation across the state, again and again and again, local authorities, including Donegal, have not been able to deliver that challenge. And that is because there is a lack of political leadership to engage with communities and to explain to communities what is the travelling community. What we see, unfortunately, is hyped up stories about criminal gangs and about child weddings and all this type of stuff, which is a minority of the travelling community. I mean, how many people who hold intolerant views, and it's much larger than the people who posted those horrific comments online, how many of the people who hold that intolerance have actually gone and met with the travelling community, have visited travellers? I have visited travellers throughout Ireland, and understand that community, understand where they come from, understand their history. That is what is missing in the equation, and we need to do something about it. We can't tolerate in this republic intolerance and difference and leading up to ugly racism towards a section of our people. It needs to stop. It needs to be dealt with.
Only as recent as yesterday, there was an article in a national newspaper about a traveller family in Brooklis in Donegal who felt that they were pushed back and ignored on the social housing list solely because of their last name. Is this an element to it as well?
Well, I think that, we need to deal with these issues as they are. I mean, one of the things is that, we have a traveller culture that has been nomadic for hundreds of years. And, it was only in the last 50 years that actually became a differential, because they used to have a much more inclusive relationship with the wider community. They would move from place to place selling their wares, and that's become more difficult in recent decades. And there has been misbehaviour by some within the travelling community. But also, I have to say, there's misbehaviour by some within the settled community. I'm never held to account or any other TD from Donegal, Mayo, Galway, Kerry, Sligo, for the criminal activities of a minority. I'm never asked to speak on their behalf. I'm never asked to justify that. Yet, whenever a traveller spokesperson goes on, they have to justify the criminal behaviour of a small minority on a repeated level. It's a small community of 40,000 men, women and children throughout the island. And we need to look at the 1916 proclamation. If we are a republic, then we value all races, all creeds within this republic, and we embrace them. And of course, if criminal behaviour takes place in any community, we tackle it head on. We deal with it. Antisocial behaviour, whatever it is, we tackle it head on. But what we don't do is blanket a whole community as criminals and as outcasts and not worthy of compassion and support and like everybody else. So that's what we need to address. We need to reverse what has happened here, re-educate all of us on what the travelling community are, where they've come from, their culture. Include that in our schools, teach it to our children, teach it to our communities, and then deal with the problems that are there as we move forward.